The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, being the weekend that's in it, we could hardly let the programme go by without mentioning, of course, chocolate. The value of chocolate sales in Ireland last year was estimated to be worth just over €395 million. And according to Bord Bia, approximately 40% of chocolate sales are at Easter. One sector of the market which has grown significantly in recent years is amongst artisan producers. With her golden ticket in hand, Shifra Mulqueen went out to visit some of Ireland's boutique chocolate factories.
You walk up through the village and you turn the corner coming up to the door. You can smell the really sweet, nutty smell. Depending on what way the wind is blowing, the smell of chocolate can take you up the main street, down past the pottery shop. It'll waft over the street to the pub maybe.
Trish and Julie Murphy run Glasslock Chocolates in the small village in County Monaghan.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Some of our products only have a short shelf life because we would use local cream and butter. It has to be made fresh. You'd be up till all hours, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock maybe even as well. You think the world is what we're doing inside is like everywhere's still awake, but actually when you step out and it's like peace and quiet. People were coming out of the pub and they'd rap on the door and you can't really see out so well, but they could see in. Scare the life out of you because you'd be so engrossed in what you're doing. Oh, can I buy a bit of chocolate? And the next thing you've sold 30 or 40 euros worth of chocolate or something to somebody coming home from the pub.
Late night chocolate making is usually down to the Easter season rush, but can the pressure get too much sometimes?
We have a lovely bunny and the little white eyes and things, so you have to colour your eyes now separately, and we've had some very cross-eyed bunnies. So some bunnies that stared at you like
that like were a bit menacing. Things are not turning out for us. We go, we need to mix in the love, stir in the love. I used to do the bedroom chocolates when I first started up for Castle Leslie. Now we put a little bit into reception.
I like my presence at least acknowledged, you know.
It was beautiful and sweet.
Chocolates in the bedroom, chocolates on the pillow idea originated from Cary Grant. When he was staying at a hotel, apparently he had requested a trail of chocolates to be leading up to the pillow where he had a love letter to woo a lover at some stage. It must have worked. Everybody's doing chocolates on the pillow now, are we bedroom chocolates?
Now, so you can see these are the cocoa beans. When you smell them, they have this real vinegary odour. That's because in the country of origin, they've been harvested, fermented and dried in the sun.
Candy, I call my sugar a candy.
John Connolly of Hazel Mountain Chocolate Factory in the Burn, County Clare. They are a bean-to-bar chocolate maker, where they source cocoa beans from different plantations in South America.
We're going to hand sort through the cocoa beans. You can see we leave them out on the table here. We're looking for small stones, twigs, hand grenade pins, all kinds of different things that could be in there. And it's a bit ironic because we grow up in the Burn, and so living on a farm in the Burn where you grow potatoes and different crops, we used to have to pick stones in the fields, and now as an adult, I'm picking stones out of bags of cocoa beans. Like when there's about 30 or 40 bags of fermented cocoa beans in the chocolate production area, it does smell a bit like feed. So they're ready. We're going to start putting them into the cracker and winnower.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room.
Oh, wow. Could you describe just what's in front of us here?
So we're looking into a 35 kilo tank of chocolate. Initially when we start, the stone wheels are going around, it starts to look like wet sand. And then after about 45 hours of continual milling, it starts to look like silky paint. It looks like a big melted pot of chocolate, and it reminds me of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where Augustus Gloop fell in there, so don't get too close.
Oh, Augustus, please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. My beautiful chocolate.
Tous les matins, il achetait un petit pain au chocolat.
Having a chocolate shop in Belgium or a boulangerie, bakery, it's an essential, you know, like every village will have one. Whereas here, you find the post office, you'll find the pub, you won't find a nice chocolate shop.
Chocolatier Eric van der Wecken hails from Belgium. He knows a thing or two about chocolate.
Many, many thousands of years ago, like, cocoa was so valuable that it was a currency that only the very wealthy had access to. The Mayans and the Olmecs had access to it. It was the elixir of the king of the times. You know, that's what he felt gave him the strength to be a ruler. And because there's some substances in chocolate like theobroma, which is a bit like coffee, it's a stimulant. Different chocolates, depending on the origin of the cacao, are going to have different tastes. Dark chocolate from Ecuador. They planted banana trees around the cocoa plantation. And first of all, the banana trees give a little bit of shade to the cocoa trees, which allows them to flourish. But then also the fruit that kind of falls on the ground and it rots, it actually makes the soil more fertile. That particular chocolate from Ecuador, you could taste banana.
When we crack into our Easter eggs tomorrow, what's the best way to go about it?
Take your time, like, don't chew it. You have to let it melt. You need to think. You need to really take in what you're tasting, what's happening in your palate. It's a bit of a journey. Breathe in and breathe out through your nose. And then especially the breathing out part, that's where all of the aromas develop in your mouth and you're going to really appreciate what you're tasting.
Research has shown that smelling chocolate can bring back memories. Here's Trish and Julie again.
Chocolate is quite powerful, actually. It can evoke your memory, bring you back to a time, just for a split second. My dad was a real sweet tooth. He used to play in show bands. We were right on the border. So he used to go into the north to play. And on a Thursday night, he'd come home with this chocolate that you couldn't buy in the south. Or Friday morning, you come down and there'd be a bag of this northern chocolate, as we would call it. Dark chocolate ball, like coconut strawberry filling in the inside. Oh my God, they were gorgeous. And I actually am nearly tasting it as I'm saying it to you.
That sounds absolutely rotten.
She's not a coconut fan.
I'm not a coconut lover.
Let's just say there can be a lot of heated discussions about different tastes in the shop.
Back to Claire, where John and I put some chocolate to the test.
When you break the chocolate, it has this really distinctive snap.
Lovely.
I don't know, it's hard to talk with our mouth full of chocolate.
Tough job, eh?
And this is what we have to do all day.
Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.